With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Donald J. Trump and J.D. Vance are set to hold a post-convention news conference today in the battleground state of Michigan. We get more details from White House correspondent Greg Cluxton in this report.
Riding a wave of momentum after leaving the GOP convention here in Wisconsin, Trump and Vance will hold their first campaign rally after accepting the Republican nominations for president and vice president. It will also be the first Trump rally since last weekend's assassination attempt at an outdoor event in Pennsylvania. The GOP nominees will address voters in Grand Rapids, with Michigan viewed as one of the most important battlegrounds in the 2024 election. Greg Clugston, Milwaukee.
A global technology outage grounded flights, knocked banks offline, and media outlets off the air after a faulty software update disrupted companies around the world. The outage meant some delays at Palm Beach International Airport and many others, but that's where Deborah Robinson was trying to catch her flight.
We waited at Hertz first because that was a crazy mess, people trying to get out of there. So,
Texas Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee of Texas has passed away. We get more details in this report from George Williams.
The long-serving, often outspoken Democrat was diagnosed last month with pancreatic cancer, after which she wrote in a statement in part, quote, "My adult life has been defined by my faith in God, my love for humanity, and my commitment to public service," unquote. She had represented her Houston-based district since 1995. From the beginning of her tenure in Congress, she served on the high-profile House Judiciary Committee until 2019. In reaction to her passing, Texas Governor Greg Abbott posted an online tribute on X saying, quote, "Her legacy of public service and dedication to Texas will live on." Sheila Jackson Lee was 74. George Williams reporting.
And this is SRN News. There's a war being waged of sorts for religious freedom in Indiana.
John Kluge is a high school music teacher who won't refer to boys as girls and girls as boys because of his Christian faith. At first, Brownsburg High School accommodated him, then it reversed itself, telling Kluge he would have to embrace transgenderism or lose his job. He quit and filed suit, now standing before the 7th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. America's courts are beginning to fill up with similar cases. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal appeals court panel has ruled that Tennessee is not discriminating against transgender people by not allowing them to change the sex designation on their birth certificates. In a 2-1 decision, the 6th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals panel found there is no fundamental right to a birth certificate recording gender identity instead of biological sex. The opinion notes only 11 states currently allow people to change their birth certificates on that basis. This is SRN News. A historic Baptist church building in downtown Dallas burned on Friday afternoon.
Dallas Fire Rescue responded to a 4-alarm fire just after 6 p.m. at the First Baptist Dallas Church. Officials said at least 100 firefighters were on the scene for more than 3 hours. It's believed the fire started in the basement, and it's feared the church's historic library, which held a majority of the church records, was lost. The building dates back to the 1890s. Pastor Robert Jeffers, who was elected pastor of First Baptist Dallas in August of 2007, said that he had been baptized and ordained as a minister in the church. Jeffers became one of former President Trump's most prominent Christian advisors during his presidency. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
American Airlines and the union representing its flight attendants have a deal on a new contract. President Biden says the agreement prevents a strike that would have hurt U.S. consumers and the economy. American and the Association of Professional Flight Attendants made their announcement on Friday. This is SRN News.